Bonneville. Beginning Monday, December 27, the Bonneville and District Centennial Center, C2, will implement the Alberta Government's Restrictions Exemption Program, REP. The health, safety and well-being of our guests, tenants, staff, and community are always a top priority of the Bonneville and District Centennial Center, C2. Read a statement provided to Lakeland this week from the C2's management. At 6 a.m. on Monday, those entering the C2 facility will need to present either proof of vaccination, proof of medical exemption or a negative COVID-19 test taken within the last 72 hours. However, measures differ for those under 18 years of age. Youth aged 12 to 17 participating in a youth sport or physical activity are not required to provide proof of vaccination or a negative test result, but youth within the same age bracket who are not participating in physical activities must provide a QR code proof of vaccination, proof of medical exemption, or a negative test result. Following careful consideration of options, data, and projections, the decision to move to REP is supported by both management and the C2 Board of Directors, the statement continued. By adopting REP, we will be doing our part to help ensure the safety of all those who enter our facility for a wide variety of events and activities, as well as our staff. REP will enable us to operate at a level more similar to that of pre-COVID and help us to more effectively recover from the impacts of the pandemic. Implementing REP allows the center to once again offer programs for adults, youth, and children, as well as reopen venues for events, meetings, gatherings, and resume full food services. The C2's fitness facilities and programs will operate with few to no restrictions, and appointments will no longer be required for the gym and walking track. Venue capacity limits will also return to pre-pandemic levels. We look forward to the events and activities that will be happening at the Bonneville and District Centennial Center over the coming weeks, and will adapt as needed to make sure we are following provincial mandates and providing a safe experience, concluded the letter. Key changes: masks must be worn at all times in the facility unless actively engaged in physical activity or eating and drinking. Those 18 and over entering the C2 for all programs, services, or events are required to provide QR code proof of vaccination, proof of medical exemption, or a negative test result, including proof of identification. All spectators involved in supporting youth in sport and activities must also follow REP requirement.